our guest for the first hour. It's been a couple of years since he's been on. I love innovative people. I love people that remind me of my grandfather. My grandfather could fix anything. He had several patents. He had invented things that people all over the world had used. This next guest, Dale Mitchell from Sun Air Purifiers, reminds me of him and the way he makes the products. And a couple of years ago, or just about there, I got one of his air purifiers, and I couldn't be more impressed. I've basically run it, my wife and I have basically run it nonstop, and from that point until today. And it works fantastic. He said, well, you may want to change out the bulb every couple of years. And that's, not too much money. Wow. Dale Mitchell from Sun Air. He makes the most fantastic air purifiers, and these little small localized heaters, handmade. And we're going to get into that. Now, we have a special offer, and if you're so interested, I'm going to convince you by the end of the show that a $700 space heater, basically area heater, is well worth the investment. And you're going to see that after talking to Dale Mitchell, none other than the Dale Mitchell. Dale, welcome to the Power Hour.
Oh, thank you, Daniel. I don't know if I can live up to that introduction, but I do thank you for letting me be on. It's been a while since I've been on, and I want to thank all the people out there listening, and especially the customers that have been supporting me in the past. I do appreciate everybody. So, yep, I wouldn't say I'm back, but I'm still here.
That's probably the best you never left, dude.
No, but
yeah, you never left.
I'm just still here. So, I'm excited about it. The air purifiers have been continuing on, and you've experienced the air purifier. And the heaters, I had both things come up, and I hadn't been. I got started on those again. So I'm really excited about the heaters, and a lot of people are. So
it's been about 4 or 5 years since you've built these heaters. Now, many of you have said, let's start with the heater. And the ingenuity in this and the creativity and the uniqueness is very impressive. Let's start with the heater. Most people have seen, Walmart, whatever. They got these Amish-type heater kind of takeoffs. They're significantly cheaper, and there's a reason. But this heater is handmade. Like I said, it's like it comes from the 40s or 50s. Forever. Let's get into this heater. Let's first just tell what it is, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, well, we call it a ductless furnace. That's a standalone heating system. It's like a permanent piece of furniture. The cabinets are made out of oak, so it's a really nice-looking piece of furniture. Inside the oak cabinet is a metal can, for lack of a better term. And inside the can, the heat source is three 500-watt halogen lamps. And halogen lamps, as you know, they put off heat right away as soon as they start, as soon as they're turned on. And that's one of the advantages to the Sun Air ductless furnace is as soon as you turn the lights come on, you've got heat moving out into your room, which is different than the infrared heaters that they've got out there now. The infrared heaters have to heat up something else before they can get the air out into the room that's warm. And so that costs you time and energy waiting for those infrared heat lamps to heat something else up. But anyway, I'm using the 500-watt halogen lamps, and it's still a 1,500-watt unit. Most of the units out there are 1,500 watts, but the challenge is for that 1,500 watts, how much area can I heat? And with the ductless furnace from Sun Air, you can heat about 500 square feet. If it's well insulated, it'll heat a little bit more, but I just stick with 500 square feet. That warms up the area that you're in, an office or the living room where you're watching TV. You can customize the spot that you want to heat, and that saves you money because you don't have to turn on your heating system to heat your whole house just to warm up the little spot that you're occupying. So you can really customize the area that you want to heat, and that makes it very economical to do. But that also has I think we mentioned or I talked to you earlier, it has a pre-filter on it. It's our 0.5 micron lifetime washable filter, and that helps keep the inside of the unit clean. It does its own job of doing some filtering, but it's mainly to keep the inside of the unit clean so you got nice clean air coming out of the heater. So that's okay. Kind of it in a nutshell. And I designed it. Wait, go ahead.
And you designed it what? Go ahead, finish, sir.
Well, I was I designed it with baffles on the inside so that it moves the air. When the air comes in through that filter, it goes through some baffling and some channeling to scrub the heat off of those lamps. And it's kind of interesting. We've been building these since 2001, and I still have heaters and air purifiers that are working from then. I designed them to last a long time and to be repairable by, you know, the customer at home without too much hassle. And seem to have done that. But in changing the baffling around, I was able to raise the original temperature about 15 degrees by doing different modifications and moving the air around so that it scrubbed the heat off of those halogen lamps. So that's kind of the handyman experimental thing that I do. And like you said, these are built by me with my own two hands in my shop here at Holiday Island, Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, in the Ozarks. The cabinets are made about 30 miles away from me, and you know, everything is made in America that can possibly be made in America. So the nice part about buying American-made products, first you get a lot of good quality, but all these little shops that I used before I put it all together, you know, they employ several people. So you employ a lot of Americans when you buy an American-made product. That I think that's a really, you know, that's a good thing for everybody.
Well, let me back up. You've done a real good job describing it. Sometimes you don't, when you make something, you don't realize the value of it. Let's back up a little bit. Let me ask you a few questions. Okay, the halogen versus the infrared. I see, you know, they have all these little heaters. They're, you know, somewhere around $200, give or take, at stores all around. You can buy all day long. I bought some in the past. Let's talk about the difference. Why should I, your heater is almost $700, $699. Why should I, what is the difference in the heating element between that and the $200 heater at the store?
Well, first of all, it does work better. I've had people stand them side by side and they say mine does work better. The other thing is mine is totally repairable. If you have a problem with it, which doesn't happen very often, but at least you can talk to me and we can fix it. The halogen lamps, like I said, they heat the air up so you get the transfer of energy right away. The halogen lamps, they're expensive. They use anywhere from three to six of them in one of the units. They're kind of difficult to find, and like I said, I've heard them priced at $20 a piece, as opposed to the halogen lamps, which are readily available now, and you know, they're just $2 or $3 a piece. The other thing about the way we designed ours is I've got light port inspection holes, is what Jeannie used to like to call them, and you can tell how many lamps you have burning by a little spotlight shining on the floor. You just tilt the unit over to the side slightly. You look on the floor. If you got three spotlights right there, you know all three lamps are burning. You don't have to take the unit all apart to figure out how many lamps are burning or burned out. So there's a lot of convenience built in. The other reason for paying this much money for it is, first of all, you get a permanent piece of furniture that you can be proud of. It's a really nice oak end table if you want to use it for that. You don't have to put it out in the garage after the winter season and wonder where it's going to be at next fall. And it does have a digital programmable thermostat on it. I believe we're the only ones that do have that. It's actually a programmable thermostat. You can program it for four different times during the day if you want to, or you can just use it to turn it on and turn your unit on and off. It's sensitive within 1 degree, so it's a pretty sensitive thermostat. But the value is there. Like I said, I've got some up in Alaska that I just sent some parts to. They were built in 2002. So, you know, they've been working for 16 years. So, you know, once you get a unit that's if you amortize it over a 15-year period, at $700, it gets pretty reasonable, as opposed to paying $200 or $300 every year or two.
Now, let me, we're coming on a break on the other side. Let me analyze from my position. You made the thing, and so sometimes maybe you don't appreciate it. Let me talk about, from my perspective, because I've used some of these things before, why this is value. The price, I'm not saying the price is cheap, because it's not cheap. It's value. The value is here, and the values here are more than some of these other knockoff brands. Completely. And I'll explain that on the other side. And plus, this is really some about Joyce's legacy. Being able to take somebody like Dale and bring him to you. And I just love this. This is a cool day. It reminds me of Joyce a lot.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We'll be back on the other side.
Okay. Man.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Dale Mitchell from Sun Air. It's been quite a while since you've been on, a couple of years, and a lot, obviously a lot's happened with the Power Hour and the Power Mall, what have you. He makes high quality space, basically space furnaces, ductless furnace. You know, we don't need a duct. Let me tell you from my perspective why I'm so excited about this. In my life, I've used all kind of little heaters, whether it's just a little space heater. I shouldn't even use that term for this. This is the little space heater you buy at Walmart. Maybe they're like 30, 40 bucks, and you plug them in. To some of these Amish heaters, which cost 200 bucks. I've had various degrees of success, and for different reasons. The idea of heating a certain space is efficient. Now, these small ones that cost about $40, they use a heck of a lot of power. I don't know if you've checked your bills. They use a lot of power. They're almost like a hairdryer. Hairdryer uses a lot of power. The Amish heaters, which are infrared, when you turn on one of those heaters or it's on, even if it's on a thermostat, say, you know, it kicks on. When it kicks on, there's a power surge, just like your furnace. It's got to heat up. You know, it takes a lot of power to heat up, and then it's got to stay heated up for that amount of time. So there's an efficiency drain right there. The way they're made, now you heard Dale in the first section talk about how difficult it was to go through this, the genius of this. There's nobody on the market. Look, I know a little bit about these things. There's nobody on the market who's been able to tinker with this and kind of handyman and just really American ingenuity is what it is. Ozark Mountain ingenuity. Go through the system. How can I make this better? How can I make this more efficient? How can I make better use of the heat? How can I get the airflow better? Those Amish heaters only heat 200 or 300 square foot. It'll tell you that on the box. At least that's what they say. And that's not even saying if it wasn't, the area wasn't even insulated very well. To start with, this heater, because it's more efficient, because it's more well-made, higher quality, because there's more ingenious construction in it, it's going to heat 500 square foot. That's you could do a little more if you have a well-insulated area. Right there, you're doubling your area. You just double the area. Two, it doesn't have the heat sink of when you turn it on and you drain the power to get the elements to heat up. It's halogen, there's instant heat. And it's more efficient the way the heat comes through, air comes through. So that, on top of the way it's made, the casing. Now, another thing, talking to him earlier, I mean, I'm selling all this for him. I just want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, why I'm so jazzed about this. If this thing, say 15, he just had a customer in Alaska, 15 years in Alaska, they've been using this heater. And they said, well, now we're having a little trouble. Sorry, you know, it's only lasted 15 years. He said, no problem. It's made, it's not a throwaway piece of machinery. It's not a throwaway furnace. You're having an issue, what's the issue? He goes over it, and he just sends a few replacements. Easy to do. If you in America, you could just ship it right to him. He could fix it, what have you. Almost without question, no matter what's wrong with it, at the most, he can take it apart and fix out some of the key elements that are in it and do it for about $100. That'd be the most. 15 years costs you $100 to fix it, basically bring it up to brand new. There's no comparison between these $200 heaters or even, you know, sometimes they're on sale for $150 that do half the area. I've had one of those. I've had two of them. And they last two or three years, and then they don't work as good. The element doesn't work as good. I can't take that thing apart and put it back together. And you say, well, I don't want to take anything apart anyway. Well, that's fine. Send it to Dale. He'll do it. You can't do it with these even if you wanted to. Go try to get those fixed. You're better off just, it's a throwaway piece of machinery after a while. This is American made in the Ozark Mountains with real American ingenuity. That's what gets me excited. This is America. And not only that, the heat that comes out, you can control. It's programmable. You can set it to come on certain times. You can be in certain areas. You know, everybody's situation is different. Everybody wants things different. You ever been to some room, a bedroom that you never go in, you shut the vent off? Right. Why do you do that? So you don't heat that area. Can you imagine running your whole house on some of these heaters? There's people that do that. I've done that before. I've done it in my house with heaters similar to this. Power goes out or whatever, or the furnace is out, anything, right? You can do that, and you actually save money. This is the most efficient way to heat your house that I've seen, as far as the cost-wise, other than maybe, you know, chopping your own wood off your land or something. But it's a lot more labor-intensive, too. Yeah. It's not easy to chop that wood. It's a lot easier to have one of these Sun Air heaters. This is a high-quality product. I've spoken this whole time in this section because I want to make it clear to you what the value is on this machine. We have been so enthused about it. We know it costs a lot of money, but the value's there. Think if you saved $40 off your bill a month, $20 off the bill a month, $50, $70 off your bill a month. It depends on where you are. Add that up over 15 years. What's the value now? Getting back to Dale, I know, Dale, talking to you during the break, you wanted to, you know, you've been around the Power Mall about 15, 16 years. I know you wanted to mention a little bit about Joyce, I think.
Well, yes. We started, my wife and I, Jeannie, we started this as a kind of a work in retirement back in 2001. And that first year or two, we met Joyce at a seminar, and then we've been on the Power Hour ever since then. And, you know, kind of want to acknowledge those two. I lost Jeannie 5 years ago. I know she knows a lot of the customers that are on the Power Hour. She always, you couldn't just talk to her and make an order. She developed a relationship with you, and she's kind of like Joyce. And they're both gone now, but they're still here. So just thought I'd want to mention that, and I better not talk anymore or I'll be blubbering for the rest of the hour. But
you're going to get me blubbering, Dale. Stop.
They were great gals, and they got us all started, so we kind of, you know, keep the ball rolling. And back to the heater, Scott, get back to the heater just for a second. I remembered one thing while you were talking. The other value to the heater is in the fall that we're coming into, when it gets warm and for one day and then it's cool the next day, the heater comes in real handy. You don't have to turn on your whole furnace. You can just turn on that heater and warm yourself up till the day warms up. Same thing in the springtime when the winter's going away, and then, of course, you got the whole winter to deal with the cold. But it just adds to the value of the product. I think we pretty well covered the heater, so...
Well, I love how programmable it is. I love, you know, just like your a lot of these digital thermostats on the wall, you can program it for the morning, you can do the same thing. And you bring up such a good point, because there's most of America, you know, it's not just summer to fall to winter. It's, you know, depending on the day, you may have an Indian summer. It may be 85 degrees outside. The next day, it's 45.
Right.
And so how do you deal with that? Well, it's boom. It's easy. Simple. Heater, just turn it on. Instant work. It's always there for you. Reliable.
Right.
Perfect. Anyway, let's move on from the heater. So if you want the heater, call Jay at the Power Mall. And the first five that are ordered, first five, 877-817-9829, are going to get a $100 gift card. So we want to do a little incentive. We think this is such a special product. Let's get to the air purifier. Now, I've had one of these air purifiers for a couple of years, and I'm just over the moon. That's why I'm so excited about the furnace. But go ahead, introduce us to the air purifier.
Okay, well, this Sun Air Purifier is it's all built out of stainless steel to start with, so it's going to last for a long time. Kind of with my idea of things, last a long time, works good. What it does is it brings the air, your normal oxygen in your room, into the air purifier itself through a pre-filter that's similar to the one on the heater. It's a 0.5 micron lifetime washable pre-filter, so you don't have to buy filters for it all the time. Once the air gets inside the machine, it circulates around a special UVC lamp that we have made, and it excites the oxygen molecules is the best way to explain it. The oxygen molecules go around this lamp. It's very much like the sun energizes the air outside, and waves at the ocean when they're crashing energize the air around it. Anyway, these energized, excited oxygen molecules come out of the air purifier, and they go throughout the room, and they kill bacteria and viruses, and they stop mold and mildew spores as they're floating around. So the most obvious thing is it takes the bad odors away. It enhances the good odors. I still haven't figured that one out, but it's interesting how I had somebody call and say they burnt their fish while they're cooking. They covered up the burnt fish smell, but the fresh bread that was baking in the oven smelled even better. So it's a good way to, purify the air in your room. It covers about 1,000 square feet, so it's real efficient. It's weighs 9 pounds. It's 10 inches by 11 inches by 7 inches. It's a little bigger than a shoebox. It's easy to carry around, move from room to room, or to carry with you if you're traveling, go to a motel room or whatever, you can have it available. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
You said about the motel. We've taken it. My wife insisted, hey, are we going to take the air purifier? We're not going to leave that here, are we? You know, you want to go to some foreign motel or even your especially your relatives. You better take this air purifier. You don't know what's going on in their homes. If you know, to your relatives, you know I'm telling the truth. But
yep.
I love that it's portable like that. Now, you told me a word last time, a couple years ago, you were on. You said allotropic oxygen. Explain that.
Okay, when air comes in there, the oxygen molecule is O2, if you can imagine that, is O2. Most people know that's what oxygen is. When it goes in there and excites the oxygen, it makes it O3 to O10, and that's called allotropic oxygen. So you have this oxygen molecule with a whole bunch of atoms clinging to it, and it comes out into the room. All those atoms are trying to jump onto something else and disinfect it. So that allotropic oxygen comes out through the room, and that's what purifies the air and makes it smell good. One of the side effects of that also is it regenerates the negative ions in your room, and that's another thing that makes the air feel fresh outside, and now you've moved it inside, so you have nice, fresh mountain meadow air is what we're shooting for with the air purifier.
Well, let me inject something here. I've injected a lot here because these products, ladies and gentlemen, these are such quality products. I just couldn't be more impressed with them. But if people are familiar with ozone, you know, ozone is O3. This is allotropic oxygen, O3 to O10. It creates various chains. They want to combine with things. Now, if you've ever been in a room with ozone, you know it smells a certain way, strong. But after a while, it'll irritate your lungs, and you can't really breathe real ozone, only so much that are made by these machines usually. That's usually the case. Do they purify? Absolutely. Do they do, you know, many things? Absolutely. But you got, even in a hotel, you got to clear the room if you're going to use these machines. What I notice about your machine, the allotropic nature, whatever it is, I'm not quite sure, but if I'm in the room and I breathe it, I can breathe it. Not only can I breathe it, it doesn't irritate me. It excites my lungs. It's like I get more oxygen in. Explain that a little bit.
Well, yes, that's an interesting phenomenon. Ozone is a good thing, but and how you produce or excite the oxygen molecules makes all the difference in the world. And it's kind of a, I don't know if it's a hidden secret, nobody seems to know about it. If you use a cool photon process like we do, you don't excite the nitrogen molecules. And when you use what they call a heat process, ozone, which is the ceramic plates and electric spark or anything that's heat producing, it's not the ozone that's really the problem. It's the nitrogen that gets excited, and that combines with water. And so then you have your nitric oxides. And so it's the side effect of how you excite the oxygen molecules. It's really the problem. That's why your eyes get irritated. The nitrous oxide combines with the moisture in your eyes, creates an acidic environment, and so that causes the side effects. And with ours, I designed it to run 24/7, and most people run them 24/7, and they don't have the side effects. That's the main difference.
I'm extremely impressed with it. It helps you sleep. It's a very restful sleep. You do feel more oxygen, certainly. I have it in my bedroom. I sleep with it. Maybe I didn't know it did 1,000 square feet. I should move it out in the living room. That's amazing. We'll be right back with Dale Mitchell from SunAir. One more segment with Dale Mitchell. On the other side of the hour, we have Matthew Taylor, of course, The Creepy Line. And does Google trouble you? Does this censorship trouble you? Does the algorithm trouble you? If you answered yes or kind of to any of those, you're going to want to hear the next interview. So check that out coming here in about 15 or so minutes. We're going to finish up with Dale. Dale's offering the Sun Air Purifier. Now, again, the heater also, my heater is on the way. I haven't got it yet, but it is cool to the touch, meaning, you know, you can't burn yourself if you're touching it. Children can be near it. Same thing with the purifier. It's safe that way. The air inside the room, you ever go outside and after the lightning and you take a deep breath, you know, if you want to go get fresh air, where do you go? You go outside because the lightning strikes the air and the rain and it creates ozone and it cleans and it purifies the air. Well, this allotropic oxygen does it the same way, except it's a unique cold process that doesn't create the noxious gas. It's fascinating. I mean, this is, ladies and gentlemen, Dale isn't some ignorant fool sitting in the mountains doing things. This guy is smart, and he's sharp, and he's invented some high-quality products with asthma everywhere, with what's going on, the chemicals in our air from our cleaning products, what have you. All these things, it makes a fantastic gift. It'll bless your life. We don't want to make medical claims, but, having oxygen in the air, especially this type, is very beneficial. So, Dale, why don't you finish up? I know maybe you want to tell a story or two about the air purifier.
Well, yes. First of all, back to that, the quality of the air that we're breathing right now, you know, in our homes and as we go out, is pretty bad. So it's good to have this air purifier so you can come back home and breathe some good fresh air that's going to kill the bacteria and virus. It does help people with allergy and asthma problems, and with the flu and colds, season come on, it really helps knock those germs that are floating around. But I think you're alluding to the old story I told you before. I had a gentleman call me and thank me for the air purifier. He'd used it for a few months, and it really helped his wife with her breathing problems. And then he went on to thank me for his dog, who was taking a pill every day and having all kinds of problems. Got the air purifier, and the dog started sitting in front of the air purifier, and his dog didn't have to take the pill anymore. So I thought it was kind of ironic that he took a minute to thank me for his wife, but he took 8 minutes to thank me for his dog. And but what I did tell the gentleman was I do appreciate those testimonials, and, I do make a living at this, but my biggest satisfaction is when I can help somebody like that with a health challenge. And that is my biggest reward, is when I help somebody. So I'm really blessed to be able to have some products that I can make a living and I can improve people's health and improve their lives. And so it's kind of a win-win deal that I really appreciate.
So he talked to you about his wife for a minute, but 8 minutes about the dog. It must be one special dog.
Well, I don't know. We better not go there, Daniel.
Every woman who is listening right now is just rolling their eyes. Oh,
yeah.
Brother.
They're all looking over at their husband. Looking over at their husband, wondering if he's the one.
Yeah.
So I hope I didn't get anybody in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That is, it's funny, but it's so true, but funny.
Yeah. But it does also, you mentioned bringing the air from outside. We're bringing the air, or creating outside air inside, and we're doing it as close to nature, similar to what the sun does, and like I said, the wind through the trees. And you mentioned the lightning outside, and that does create ozone, but that's that heat-generated ozone, and that's great outside because the rain comes along, washes all that nitrogen in the soil, and everything's good. And, of course, lightning doesn't happen 24/7, so you can live with that. But we don't have that negative side effect when we bring the sun air purifiers inside.
Outside air, now you got to worry about these chemtrails or whatever you want to call it, bioengineering, genetic or climate engineering. Outside air is not as clean as it used to be. And so, you know, if you say, well, let's go outside for fresh air, that's not the same as it used to be when I was a child. And so now you're really doing this, and if some of that air does come in and there's some biological particles, this type of oxygen is going to actually kill bacteria and viruses, correct?
Yes, and that's a very good point. Is one example I can give you, you've been outside and you're all contaminated. Well, you come inside, do you have any way to clean all that yourself up? One of the examples is if you've been in a store or someplace where you've got cigarette smoke on a shirt or a jacket, you can just put that on a chair and put it in front of the air purifier, and about 10 minutes later, it smells like it came back from the dry cleaner. So it does the same thing with your body and your lungs. It does. One of the other things it does is increase the oxygen level in your blood system, which is an interesting phenomenon. So it's all good, and I think basically if I told you everything that this would do, he would think I was crazy. But if I give it to you and take it home and you come back and tell me all the things it did, then I say, well, you would have thought I was crazy if I told you all that. You'd say, yep. So the kind of the proof's in the pudding, and you have to use it. And then it's just a really good product. It's been around, like I said, since 2001 we've been doing this. And it's different than all the other ones. And I'm just glad that I can produce it.
Well, since 2002, you've been involved one way or another at the Power Hour. You've went through some periods where you didn't make the furnace, your wife losing her, what have you, all that. We are so happy to be reassociated with you. You know, you never left anywhere, but now you're back all the way. And it's just really a pleasure to have an American-type product like that, and the ingenuity that you have and have displayed. Fantastic products. We have about a minute or half, a couple minutes left. What are some of the most asked questions? What are we leaving out that maybe somebody needs to know before they can make a decision to purchase?
Well, the thing they need to know, especially on the air purifiers, is they are safe to use. And like you mentioned about ozone machines, you're not supposed to be in the room with them, and that's, I've kind of explained, it's the side effect of the ozone is the problem. And so the air purifiers are safe. We have, since 17 years now of experience with lots of people having great success with the air purifiers. The heaters are kind of the same way. We have people that use them for their only heat source. Some of them using, you mentioned wood. I have a lot of customers that burn wood for the most part, but they don't have to worry about getting up in the middle of the night to stoke the fire, because they can have the furnace come on, and the heater can heat them up in the morning while they're doing whatever they've got to do and get their wood back together. So both products really supplement and improve your lifestyle, and I think that's the value of both products is improving your lifestyle.
Improving your lifestyle. I mean, that's what we're about here. Now, the air purifier, the bulb that's in it, it lasts about two years. You need to think about changing it. Is that correct?
Yes. It's a 9,000-hour lamp, so after about a year and a half to 2 years, somewhere in there, it doesn't go out, but it just starts losing its effectiveness. So most people are on a two-year cycle, and that seems to be, with our experience, where you get the most bang for the buck. The lamps are like $48 a piece, $10 shipping and handling, so every 2 years you have that little bit of an expense, but at least you're not changing filters every month or so. You know, the lifetime warranty.
So about $2 a month. So
yeah.
Basically, the maintenance is about $2 a month. It's very efficient, doesn't pull much energy. A little over $2 a month to run, to really purify air. You don't know what's going on in the air nowadays.